Before we get started, please hit the like button and subscribe if you enjoy these reviews and would like to see more. We would greatly appreciate it, and it would help our little channel grow. This week, we're diving into the murky depths of Sleeping Dogs, directed by Adam Cooper and starring Russell Crowe and Karen Gillan. In this thriller, a retired detective grappling with Alzheimer's is pulled back into an unsolved murder. Did this film leave us hungry for more, or does it fail to teach an old dog new tricks? Find out on this episode of Flick Flops.
Flickety floppies.
Flick to the flop.
Sleeping Dogs, Gary. Let's do some numbers right quick. Rotten Tomatoes has this sitting at 38 and 87. The critics have it at 38. The audience has it at 87. So that is quite a swing there between the two.
Yeah.
I could not really find numbers for the budget on this film, but I found box office receipts, about $1.6 million. I don't know how wide the release was on this. The page I was looking and reading on didn't really give a lot of that. As you stated, it was written by Adam Cooper and Bill Collage, I guess is his name. These guys are both kind of, they work together. They've worked on Assassin's Creed, the Divergent series, a film called Allegiant. And this is Adam Cooper's directorial debut. So this was all we have on him. And that's all I've got really for numbers. We can dive into this film and
see. This was actually, the story of this was adapted from a novel called The Book of Mirrors by E.O. Kyrvici.
Yeah, I'll let you have that one. I was not going to try that name.
I'm unfamiliar with the author, but now we can talk about the plot and see how that goes. So I don't know
Wasn't there a reference to Book of Mirrors in the movie? You might remember that correctly.
Yes. I don't know if that was the manuscript, maybe, or
yes,
that the
it was. Yes, that's because like me, I made a mental note. I didn't write it down, but when you read that, I was like, wait a minute, I meant to make a note of that.
Yeah, I didn't write really that either. So. All right, we could talk a little bit about the plot real quick before we go to the good, unless you want to jump right in.
Yeah, jump right into the good and the bad, and then I've got just a few notes on it. Okay. I didn't take a ton. I was watching this on a plane. So,
all right, let's tackle.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's do good.
Yeah. From my perspective, and again, you can chime in, the only two things that I really have on good, and you might have a little more in depth on these on your the good side. I thought the storyline in this and the plot, I actually enjoyed this part of the movie. I thought it was okay. The critics have not been kind to it necessarily, but I was okay with this. And I thought Russell Crowe was really good in this as far as the acting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everyone else I thought was pretty good, but maybe I just like Russell Crowe. I don't know. But I thought he was very well in this film. I mean, it was a little off-putting. I thought the way they developed and really kind of showed the dementia aspect of his life was well done because of the notes everywhere. And
right. Very reminiscent of Memento.
Dude, that's my first note. Plays a little like Memento.
Yeah.
Which... we love. We've talked, at least privately, you and I have talked in depth about how great Memento is.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie.
And Mentos are great, too.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Yeah, both. I will say, so yeah, I've got the same thing. I thought the story was pretty good. I do have a criticism for it that I'll save for the bad. It was reminiscent of Memento. I do the same note. I thought Russell Crowe was great. I feel like this is kind of a B movie. And to me, what's up with Russell Crowe ended up in B movies, but whatever, it just makes, I mean, he kind of stands out, on the film. So
that's
honestly all I have. So
I have a critic's note.
Okay.
A review, from RogerEbert.com, a guy named Brian Telerico, and his review is basically Crowe is better than Sleeping Dogs. Most actors are. so this person did not care for it.
All right. Well,
but yeah, you're right. Crowe seems like he's taken some kind of lesser movies, and I don't really know what happened to Russell Crowe. For a minute, he was all the rage in Hollywood, I thought, and now it seems like he's not.
Yeah, and I don't get it. I mean, he played this role well. Obviously, the standout with what the cast was, And even the last movie that I recall seeing him in, where he played that, I don't remember what the name of it was off the top of my head, but he played a guy, it was a road rage
kind of thing. Remember seeing that? Yeah, I saw that movie too.
And he was great in that too. And it was like, that was another one. I was like, what the heck is he doing in these movies? But you know, he's a good actor. He did a good job.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, let's jump over to the bad then, because I have a few more notes on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Speaking of the acting, I personally thought that Karen Gillan was very wooden in the role.
Would you mind if I asked you where did we meet?
I wish I could talk, but I need to get to the office.
That's okay. Look, I actually just wanted to talk to you about Richard Finn.
Now there's someone I'd like to forget.
Why is that?
I guess you've never been stalked? Made to feel like you always need to be looking over your shoulder? Huh.
Yeah, well, you know, he had it in his mind that you had something to do with Joseph Weider's murder.
So you've spoken to him?
In her, I don't know if it was purposely done where she is so, like, bland.
Yeah.
And has no personality or not.
That's true.
If that was the way it was written, she did a great job.
Just knocked it out of the park.
She was spot on. So that's what I have as far as part of the acting that I have a note on. Yeah, go ahead. If you have anything on the bad, because I'll go to something else. I didn't know if you had anything else there.
No, I have nothing. But that was a great reference you made, though, because I forgot about that. You're right. Her character was just, like you said, wooden is the great way to describe it. Like, I don't like nor hate this person. I just don't care for him either way. Yeah. There's nothing that I cared about with these people.
I will say, as far as the story, I mentioned that I did like the story for the most part. The part that I didn't care for, and I don't know how else that they could have done it, but that whole flashback part where it's kind of, and it's part of that book that you mentioned. That was the actual screen or manuscript or whatever that the guy had read. That's one of the characters in it. That seemed a little disjointed with the rest of the story. I understand what they were doing, but it felt weird. Cause for a while you're just kind of lost in this other seemingly movie, you know? So that was kind of strange. I don't know how I don't know how they could have done it differently. And then the only other note besides that I have is that I think they intended the ending to be a big surprise.
Yeah.
I don't think it was. I think the ending was really predictable.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too far into what the ending is, but
I'll say one thing you kind of refresh my memory on. And I thought about this as I was watching it. So the gist of this film is that Russell Crowe is a retired police officer who has dementia, and he's had an experimental surgery. And they're trying to work with his, to help him save what's left of his memory or whatever. The idea to me, as I was watching this, I was like, why would we trust anything that a cop, I knew this guy's trying to, there's a reason why this, he's looking back on the case, but who would take his word on anything? Because he clearly openly has dementia.
Right. Right.
So, no matter what he says, why remember this way? It's like, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy to throw into question, and it just wouldn't go. I don't think it would have gone the way it went. So that's always something that just, as I'm watching this, I'm like, yeah, I like what you're trying to do, but in reality, this would never happen. No one would approach a cop with anybody with early dementia, mid dementia, or full dementia and say, hey, what's your thoughts on this case? Because I'm about to, this could affect how my life goes.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And then I do have a note about unreliable narrator. That's essentially what you're doing.
Right.
That's essentially what you're dealing with. I don't know, man. I bet the book, this is probably, I mean, people always say the book's better than the movie. I would be interested to read this book just to see how close it is, because I kind of feel like it probably plays out way better as a book.
Yes.
Than it does in this, when you're shrinking this down to fit into a feature length movie, and then you've got to I don't know what all kind of gymnastics they had to go through with writing it to make it squeeze into that, but I could imagine that there's probably a lot missing and makes that all seem a little bit more plausible.
And I would say the hard part of this is if you remove the police aspect of it, the detective aspect of it, then the film really doesn't make a lick of sense. There would be no reason for any of this stuff to happen.
Right.
So, I mean, it's almost like someone kind of like said, you know, I like Memento. Let's make something like it. But you didn't quite hit that mark. But like I said, it's a decent movie. It's just there's things, again, with movies, you have to kind of throw away some sense of realism, suspend reality, I guess is what the word is. People always say. I'll say this, that I didn't sit down and try to figure this film out as it was playing out. I just was watching it and enjoying it. So I didn't really figure things out. There, the twist, without telling too much, I did not see it coming that way. I knew there was going to be a twist, but I didn't see it playing out the way that it did play out. So that was I was pleasantly surprised with the twist. And I'll say this, for the majority of the film, it was nice and suspenseful. I felt a little bit of tension as I'm watching the film, and I was okay with it. Yeah. Not on the edge of my seat, but I was involved in the film.
Yeah.
I wasn't bored. I wasn't yawning. I wasn't looking through my phone while it was on. I was like, I want to see how this is going to play out.
There were a couple trying to figure out how to, I don't want to say anything about it. There were a few reveals in that ending. And I think the theme of the ending was predictable.
Okay.
The way key elements played out, I don't think was. I think there were some genuine kind of like, oh, I see.
And, yeah.
You know. So I don't want to say much about that. I don't want to ruin it.
I think people are they're trying very hard to be very M. Night Shyamalanian. M. Night Shyamalan did something amazing with The Sixth Sense. And of course, he's been chasing that ever since. And I think a lot of up-and-coming filmmakers are doing the same thing, and they're trying to have that kind of a twist. Yeah. And this one, I felt like, I wouldn't say it's they're trying a lot to be like M. Night, but there's a hint of it there. You can see where there was some influence on it. And again, you know, we can do our ratings if you want.
Let's talk about ratings. A quick reminder that our rating system is unconventional. We don't hand out stars. We hand out poos and TPs, up to 5 of them. And just to add more confusion, the more we give, the crappier we think the film is. Crappier, get it? Yeah, it's dumb, but that's the way we do it. All right, Andy, you want to go first? Or
I will. Sleeping Dogs. I come in at 2 poops on this one.
Okay.
I give it 2. Like I said, I did enjoy this movie. I don't think it's great, but if someone was looking for something that's a little suspenseful, something to watch, you know, I think you could do a lot worse than this film. So I give it 2. It's not great, but it's entertaining.
But we're pretty close.
Yeah.
I landed on 2.5.
There you go.
I just gave a little half roll.
Right.
Half roll extra.
It could have been better.
In case you got to get in there, a little extra wipe.
Making a mid out of it.
Yeah, so we're pretty close. Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty middle of the road. I think there's some great acting in it.
Yeah.
Some not so great. Pretty good story. Some moments not so great. But overall, pretty solid film.
I think it gets back to what you were bringing up earlier, that it seems like it's a B movie. Yeah. And again, maybe we should do some research on why is Russell Crowe getting B movies instead of the A movies again. I don't know what's gone wrong with Russell Crowe, but he's great in the movie.
And let's just say, hey man, everybody please like, comment, subscribe, and let us know if you saw Sleeping Dogs. Does it seem similar to Knox Goes Away? I forgot to make that little reference that you got 2 amnesia movies or 2 Alzheimer's movies.
What?
I have amnesia trying to remember that. Okay, anyway. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you all.
Peace.
This has been a Touch of Madness production, brought to you by the creative minds at Tommy Twins Media.